This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. We'll start today with Marty Robbins singing The Story of My Life. Born in Arizona in 1925, Marty Robbins was an iconic country and western singer. He taught himself how to play guitar while serving in the US Navy during World War II, and after the war signed with Columbia Records with his song Singing the Blues. Meanwhile, he was indulging a lifelong fascination with car racing. He began in the early 1960s by racing stock cars on small dirt tracks, and by the end of the decade, he'd progressed from small local races to the NASCAR Grand National Division. During this time, he was very lucky to escape death in several crashes. The Story of My Life was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It was published in 1975, becoming a hit for Marty Robbins the same year. The singer is very happy with his life so far, and he feels that to top it off, he needs to marry his sweetheart and spend the rest of his life with her to make it perfect.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smile at me. I want the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end. Can start and end. Can start and end with you.
Wouldn't it be lovely to have someone feel like that about you? Another love song from Jim Reeves, this time called I Love You Because. He was known to many as Gentleman Jim and became very popular with his smooth baritone voice. His musical career began in 1945 and continued until his tragic death in 1964. Jim's widow, Mary Reeves, kept many of his recordings unreleased after his death, and then she had them released little by little over the years to great success, so much so that the younger executives in the record business had to be reminded that Jim had been gone for well over 35 years. I Love You Because is a song written and recorded by country music singer and songwriter Leo Payne in 1949. The song has been covered by many artists through the years, including a hit cover version by Al Martino, and, of course, in my opinion, the best by Jim Reeves in 1964. It's a love song to his lady, noting all the special things he loves about her, which add up to loving her most of all, because she's herself.
I love you because you understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter every time I'm walking by your side. I love you because the future's brighter, the door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
My next one's called Heartaches by the Number by the Kendalls. They were an American country music duo consisting of Royce Kendall and his daughter Jeannie. Between the 1960s and the 1990s, they released 16 albums on various labels. Before that, as young men, Royce Kendall and his brother Floyce Kendall performed a duo and moved to California, where they recorded and performed on regional West Coast country television shows, and they called themselves the Austin Brothers. When they broke up, Royce and his wife Melba moved to Missouri. Their daughter Jeannie proved to be musically talented from an early age, and as a teenager she became her father's duet partner. In 1969, when Jeannie was 15 years old, the Kendalls recorded an album, and one of the songs, John Denver's Leaving on a Jet Plane, was released as a single, really putting them on the charts. This is another song about people drifting apart by the day. His love for her is growing, and she is loving him less. Coming back for a short time, leaving again, and then telling him that she's coming back to stay, but not turning up, would be the worst possible thing she could do to him. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. The Lovesick Blues is my next song, and it's by Hank Williams. He was born Hiram Williams in 1923 and died in 1953, aged 29. He was an American singer-songwriter and musician, regarded as one of the most significant and influential American singers and songwriters of the 20th century. Five of his 35 singles were released after his death. His youth was spent in Georgia, where he met Rufus Payne, an American-African blues musician, who gave him guitar lessons in exchange for meals or money. Williams would later relocate to Montgomery, where he began his music career in 1937, where producers at radio station WSFA hired him to perform and host a 15-minute program. He formed the Drifting Cowboys backup band, which was managed by his mother, dropped out of school to devote his time to his career. Lovesick Blues is a show tune written by Cliff Friend and Irvine Mills. It first appeared in the 1922 musical O Ernest. It was originally recorded by Emmett Miller and later by country music singer Rex Griffin. These recordings inspired Hank Williams to perform the song during his first appearances on the Louisa Hayride show in 1948. Receiving an enthusiastic reception from the audience, Williams decided to record his own version despite initial pushbacks from his producer. It seems as though the singer has finally fallen in love. She doesn't want to feel the same way and has moved on. He is resigned to his fate and really doesn't seem to be going to do anything about it.
I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling of the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
This next one by Don Williams, called Some Broken Hearts Never Mend, has a really beautiful tune, and it's one of my favourites. Donald Ray Williams, known by many as the Gentle Giant, would have been 81 this year. He began his solo career in 1971, singing popular ballads. He got 17 number one hits. He had some really sad times in his life, including the time his eldest brother Kenneth died at age 29 after touching a live wire. In the early 80s, Williams slowed down the pace of his career slightly as he was suffering from back problems. Nevertheless, the hits continued to come and many of his singles reached number one. In 1987, he underwent back surgery, which cured his problems. Many years of touring and successes followed, and in 2016, Don retired, announcing he was ready to enjoy some quiet time at home. He died of emphysema a year later at the age of 78. Some Broken Hearts Never Mend was written by Wayland Holyfield and recorded by Don Williams. The single stayed at number one for a week and spent a total of 12 weeks within the top 40. The song tells the old story of lost love and the reality that no matter what he does or who he consoles himself with, he really can't get over his love.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
We really must have another song from our very own New Zealand artist, Patsy Rigger, known as the Queen of New Zealand Country Music. This special lady has won many awards for her country singing and was presented with a Queen's Service Medal for community service. While she had a health setback, she says singing again brings on the same feelings of joy she experienced at the start of her career when she left her job at the veggie department in Woolworths to pursue her musical professional career back in 1980. The song that she's going to sing today is I'll Need Someone to Hold Me and was written by Bob McDill and Wayland Holyfield and originally recorded by American country music artist Janie Freak. The singer knows her man is leaving but believes the only thing that will make her better would be to hold again. I think she's reckoning that that will make us change his mind and stay.
Your bags are packed and waiting by the door. If you really want to go, it's all right. Don't worry about me, darling, I'll get it right. But I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I'll need someone to tell me I'll get over. I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. Now I know the tax. But darling, tell him that you've changed your mind and stay until tomorrow, 'cause I know tonight I'll need someone to hold me when I cry. I'll need someone to tell me I'll get over. I'll need a friend to lean on when I'm feeling blue. So sit down here beside me after you've said goodbye, 'cause I'll need someone to.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you'd like to hear a special country song, just give us a call on Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710, and I'll be back next week at the same time. The song I'm Going to Be a Country Girl Again is really special to me because I really just like the words and the beat. It's by Billy Joe Spears. Her official recording career began in 1966 when she signed a temporary contract with United Artists, moving later to Capitol Records, where in 1969 she produced her first single called Mr. Walker, It's All Over, which took her to the top of the charts. Billy recovered from triple bypass surgery in 1993 and continued to tour for more than 16 years, releasing her album I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry in 2005. In later years, she made her home in Texas, where she died of cancer in 2011. Some say that Billie Joe never did get the recognition she deserved. The song was written by Canadian singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie and recorded by her in 1968. Buffy is apparently the most popular and controversial Indigenous singer of her generation. It's about leaving the hassles of city life and returning to the country. This song will get you all up, doing a little bit of line dancing, I'm hoping. Take care of each other and keep safe.
The rain is falling lightly on the buildings and the cars. I said goodbye to city friends, department stores and bars. The lights of town are at my back, my heart is full of stars. Girl again. I've spent some time
rabbits in the pen. I'll tell you all the lights on Broadway don't amount to an acre of green, and I'm gonna be a country girl again. I've wandered in the hearts of men looking for a sign, but here I might learn happiness, I might learn peace of mind. The one who taught my lesson was the soft wind through the pines, and I'm gonna be a country girl again. Oh yes, I'm gonna be a country girl again, with an old brown dog and a big front porch and rabbits in the pen. I'll tell you all the lights on Broadway don't amount to an acre of green, and I'm gonna girl again, and I'm gonna be a country girl.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.